A big focus of his Christian movement is on a patriarchal society where men are dominant and women are expected to submit to their husbands.
Women are the kind of people that people come out of.
So you just think they're meant to have babies. That's it. They're just a vessel.
No, it doesn't take any talent to simply reproduce biologically. The wife and mother, who is the chief executive of the home, is entrusted with 3 or 4 or 5 eternal souls.
I'm here as a working journalist, and I'm a mom of 3.
Good for you.
Is that an issue for you?
No, it's not automatically an issue.
Josh and Amy Prince, along with their 4 kids, moved here from Washington State.
Do you see Amy as your equal?
Yes and no. In the sense that we're both saved by grace, we're absolutely on equal footing. But we have very different purposes, God-given.
But do you see yourself as the head of the household, as the man?
He is the head of our household. Yes, and I do submit to him.
So like moving here,
I was just
was
gonna
ultimately
say that.
Your decision.
Yes.
That's a great example.
Wilson says in his vision of a Christian society, women as individuals shouldn't be able to vote. His fellow pastors, Jared Longshore and Toby Sumter, agree.
In my ideal society, we would vote as households. And I would ordinarily be the one that would cast the vote, but I would cast the vote having discussed it with my household.
But what if there's your wife doesn't want to vote for the same
right
person as you?
Right. Well, then that's a great opportunity for a good discussion.